Speaking of Crown Footer Diamonds, how can I help you?
Good morning. My name's Emery. I'm calling from RDI. Is Stephen available to speak by any chance?
Stephen's in a meeting right now, but I can take your number down and I can take your name and the business that you're with, and I can let him know.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. You got a pen and paper?
I do.
Okay. My name is Emery, spelled E-M-R-E. I am calling from RDI Diamonds, so Robert David Intel Diamonds. And my phone number is 1-800-874-8768. My extension is 135. And essentially the
135.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yep. And essentially the reason for my call, I wanted to help out with anything inventory related. If you had any inquiries for like a fancy shape, anything. I have loose diamonds and jewelry pieces that have been coming in pretty regularly. Yesterday we had one, for example. So I have lab diamonds. I have, you know, natural stuff as well that's ready to go, and it's on sale. So.
Okay, cool. If you want, you can also, if you have any, like, email that kind of explains that a little bit, I can give you an email you could send some stuff to.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have an email on file, actually. That would be cool. What do you got for me?
Do Nate, N-A-T-E, at Florida Diamond Center. Yeah, FloridaDiamondCenter.com.
FloridaDiamondCenter.com. And your name, I presume, then?
Yep, that is me.
Gotcha. Are you? So you're one of the sales reps?
Yeah.
Have you had any clients coming in, like recently, even like yesterday or the day before or whatever, looking for anything specific that you guys didn't have ready to go? Tennis bracelets, anything like that?
Yeah, there was actually two. One was a five carat lab radiant cut, or an 8 carat lab radiant cut.
Okay, so we got five. Those are the two stones. It's either a 5 or an 8.
Yes, I have this. It's a display of like CZs or like moissanites, and it kind of gives them an idea of the natural what they look like, so they can put them up on their finger. She liked the 5 and 8 example. So.
Okay, so she 5 and 8.
Possibly getting up. Yeah.
Okay, and lab, I presume you mentioned moissanite.
Yeah.
And it was
No. The display I have is moissanite, but what she's looking for is 5 or 8 carat lab.
Lab. Okay, and we were looking for a radiant shape for both. Square, rectangular, elongated?
Elongated.
Elongated. Okay. Does she have preference with, like, color clarity?
I mean, if you're going lab, you might as well do, like, VS or up and then D to F color.
Yeah, D to F and then VS, I figured. Yeah. Silly question, but formality. I got to at least ask you. Now, as far as the budget, I do need this. This is urgent. I can't quote somebody a Porsche if the budget is a Toyota, for example. So,
I got you. To be honest, she told me she didn't have a budget. She's the mom of a client that I've worked with for a while. That the client that I have that I've been working with for a while is a really cool person. She's really down to earth. I found out like a week ago that her mom has got buku bucks in the savings account. Like she's super rich. So when she came in and started saying she didn't have a budget, it was something to where I don't know where she's going to go. She's looked at two different rings I have in store that are natural. And then she was thinking of either the two. Like, if she's going to go, she was looking at a ring yesterday that was 18,000 total completed. It was a 2.4 carat emerald cut. So she's got, like, two options here that she sees that she likes. But she was looking at sticker prices between, you know, 15 and 25,000.
Oh, wow. So there really is no budget. Okay. How about this, then? I'll look at the lab options for these radiants, the 5-carat and the 8-carat, and then I will look for a 2.5-carat natural emerald as well. Does she want – it sounds like she likes big. So should I even stretch it out to maybe close to 3-carat on the emerald?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't think you – don't worry about wasting your time on the natural, because if she picks something, it'll be one of the options that I already have here available for
her. Gotcha.
But
okay.
She said that the only thing she wanted to determine – because she's also someone that has the money, but she will buy a $2,000 ring because she thinks it looks fancy, and then next week buy a $10,000 ring because she thinks it looks fancy. Like, she doesn't – it's not that she's just –
one of those.
She just likes what she likes.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, not an issue. Go on. Sorry.
I was just going to say, I do have two people that I get lab-grown diamonds from as well, so I did send out quotes to them, but I figured if you're calling, I might as well get an idea of what you're, like, I haven't got my prices back from them yet, but it's good to just, if you're somebody new, see what you got.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'll get to work on this. Nate, give me about maybe 5 to 10 minutes. I'll give you a quick ring back afterwards. One of the perks of working with us, we do have free overnight shipping that comes standard. But since this is the first time, I took over this account recently, like a couple weeks ago, so this would be the first time you and I would be working together. Because of that, I can offer a free return label as well. It's kind of like an additional perk. It's like it costs nothing out of your pocket. So I could send you, I could memo these out to you. I could, if we pick on, let's say the A carrot. We land on the A carrot, I memo it out to you. You have the client come in, look at it. If she likes it, wonderful. We'll invoice her. Everything's good. If not, I'll send you a return label. You give it back to me for free.
Is there normally a cost to send something back if you do memo?
Normally, yes. But again, first time is free. This is just kind of my way of introducing myself, getting my foot in the door, that kind of thing. Based on just my experience, most of the things I've memoed, I've sold. It's kind of rare that I memo something out and it gets back to me anyway. That's just my personal experience. But anywho, if you wanted to see it in person, I could send it out to you. You could hold on to it for a bit, and based on what your client responds with, if she wants it, wonderful. If not, I'll send you that return label. Okay.
Okay. No worries. What I'll do is, whatever you give me a call back, I'll take your quote down. I'll probably wait for the other people that I'm getting back to as well, and then give her the options that I found, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. It would probably be best if she saw it, though, no? Otherwise she'd just be looking at numbers on a paper, right? So.
Yeah, she does know a little bit about diamonds, so like when I tell her it's going to be like, let's say a VS2, VS1, F color, she is kind of understanding. She's got a decent amount of jewelry on when she comes in typically, so she does know a little bit about it, and her daughter trusts me a lot, which means that she's automatically trusting me. But if she wants to see it, I'll definitely give her that option, and then we can talk about it.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Sounds a good day. Give me about 5-10 minutes. I'll give you a ring back shortly.
No problem, man.
I'll see you later. Right. Talk to you soon.